Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, one way to limit time in public is through technology, using apps to buy groceries or get things delivered. But that can be a challenge for senior citizens. Joining us now by Skype is Joseph Coughlin, who's the director of the MIT Age Lab. Joe, welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jeremy. Thank you.
Well, and I should start by saying this is not just a problem for senior citizens. People of all ages can struggle with this. But what are some of the reasons that older adults might not adopt new technologies, like using smartphone apps to order groceries or do banking online?
Well, you know, my colleagues at the MIT Age Lab have been studying the technology older adult interface for, frankly, two decades now. And there's a number of reasons, and some of them a lot of people may not like. The mythology, if you will, is that older adults do not like technology. They're not willing to adopt or adapt to it. Well, for some of us, that's true. And generally, we find that those people, frankly, were not high adopters when they were in their 20s and 30s, regardless of what the technology was. Hmm. One of the greatest barriers, however, is that the technology itself is being designed by the very young for the very young. So give me an example.
What does that mean? How do you design something for the very young?
Well, if you think about it, one of the reasons why younger people pick up technology, or at least we think they do, faster is because, remember, to them, everything is novel. And so, therefore, it's worth a try. They have, shall we say, no mental model or way that they've ever done anything differently. So they're willing to try. With an older adult, remember, they've got decades of finding ways of doing things that, frankly, have worked out just fine. The bar is higher in terms of, is it my worth my time, my hassle, and my money to adopt your new technology?
Well, the other thing is that it can be difficult for a younger person to explain to the parent or the grandparent how to use this new technology. It can be frustrating for everyone involved. What's a better way for seniors to learn how to use new technology?
Well, actually, if you think about it, it's the way that even younger people learn, which is few of us, if you will, have an intuitive understanding of technology. We learn through peers. We look over the shoulder of friends. Hey, what's that app? How did you do that? Let me show. Older adults have a far smaller circle, if you will. So one of the things we may want to think about is help older adults realize, or frankly, people of any age, generally speaking, you can't break it. Go ahead, experiment. If it doesn't work, shut it off and try it again. Secondly, there are resources out there. I would direct many people to the AARP website, an organization called OATS for Older Adults and Technology Services, as well as, frankly, Jeremy, you and I know it, there's always a 12-year-old kid on YouTube in his mother's basement that knows how to write code or do whatever it is better than you and I. And then probably the other part is don't forget about friends and mentors, whether they're older or younger. That's probably your biggest trusted source of people that will help you and understand you at the same time.
Now, part of the reason that some seniors may not want to use, let's say, a grocery delivery app is that they may think it is risky to put credit card information in there. They don't trust it. What's behind that?
Absolutely. In fact, trust is a major issue, although it is counterintuitive. Do you know that the younger you are, the less trusting you are in other people and institutions as well? Which is kind of funny, given the fact that younger people are more likely to get in a car with a stranger on an app than older people. For older adults that may have that fear, and it is justified, fraud and theft is out there. What I would suggest is they get one credit card that is dedicated just for that purpose. It does not have that big a credit line, and the brand of the card is known for being very defensive of your privacy and your protection.
So we're all learning a lot of new things in this crisis that will probably last for the long term. I, for example, have learned how to make avocado toast. It's not very difficult, but it's really delicious. Do you think that senior citizens may learn new technologies because they have to right now, and that will improve their lives in the long run?
Exactly. This gets over the hump, if you will, of, do I really need it? It's a hassle. This actually has accelerated technology use and service adoption to the home in ways we've never thought about before. At the Age Lab, we have an entire program dedicated to managing the home as a service, not just a place. So whether it's telehealth, food delivery, entertainment, social connection, this is becoming the new normal, whether you're 20 or whether you're 120.
That is Joseph Coughlin, who's director of the MIT Age Lab. Thank you so much for joining us.